朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
相信今年这个题目，我们在里面都有一个渴慕啊。
And I trust this morning, that as we come to this theme for this year, there's a longing in our hearts.
到底怎么样子能够真正的把神当作神 ，let God be God.
That how we truly let God be God.
啊，今天早上唱的诗歌里面。
And in all the songs that we sung this morning.
其实我们从新约里面，我们也知道我们怎么样子能够来遇见神。
And from the New Testament text, we know how we ought to come and meet the Lord.
你会说我没有以赛亚的经历，我没有保罗的经历，我没有摩西的经历。
So I don't have the experiences of Isaiah or Paul or Moses.
但是我说过，旧约的圣徒都非常羡慕我们新约的子民。
But I've told you guys many times that the saints of the Old Testament, they long to be like.Us who are in the New Testament.
我们可以遇见神的机会实在是太多了。
We have much more or many more opportunities to come face to face with God.
在新约圣经里面至少讲到三件事情是我们这个人可以来遇见神的。
But there are three things, minimum three things in the New Testament that it talks about how we ought to come and meet the Lord.
刚才我们诗歌都唱到了。
And we sung about those things.
第一件事情就是我渴望能够见到神。
One that we will long to see him.
能够像保罗的祷告求神开我们心里的眼睛。
As Paul had prayed,Lord, you will open the eyes of our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我们有过这样子的祷告吗？
Brothers, have you prayed this way?
我们真的有一个 strong desire. I want to see Jesus.
Do you have that strong desire that you want to see Jesus?
我们真的心里面渴慕遇见他吗？
Do you truly long to meet him?
我相信很多的时候我们根本没有这样子的祷告。
I trust oftentimes we don't pray this way.
第二件事情。
Secondly.
刚才的诗歌一开始就说 Turn your eyes upon Jesus 转眼来望耶稣
At the onset of our worship this morning The very first song says Turn our eyes upon Jesus
哥林多后书第三章也告诉我们我们的心几时转向主帕子几时就出去了
2 Corinthians chapter 3 tells us Whenever we turn to the Lord The veil is taken away
我们可以敞着脸来见着主的荣光
With unveiled faces We may behold his glory
多少时候我们看不见他因为他在我们背后
So oftentimes we cannot see him Because he is behind us
因为我的注意力全在这个世界全在我自己的生活和需要上
Because my focus is on this world My focus is all on my own needs
全在我周围的人事物上面
It's all on the things and the people around me
但是当我Turn our eyes upon Jesus 的时候，我们要看见他的。
But the moment we turn our eyes onto Jesus, we will see him.
当我们的心转向他的时候，帕子就出去了。原来他真在这里。
Yes, the moment that our hearts are turned towards him, that veil is taken away. He indeed is here.
我知道很多弟兄姊妹都有灵修的习惯，非常好。
I know many brothers and sisters have the habit of morning devotion. That's wonderful.
但是我们不是只是读读圣经，不是只是做个祷告。
But we're not just simply reading some scriptures and concluded in the word of prayer.
我们乃是在说话的神面前打开圣经，让他对我说话。
But before the God who speaks, we're opening up His words, and we say, "God, speak to us."
当我屈膝，当我闭上眼睛的时候，我是在圣灵中跟神相遇，跟神相交，这个叫祷告。
When I'm on my knees, when I close my eyes, I am before the Lord God. That is called fellowship. That is called communion with God.
他既然是真神。
If he indeed is the true and living God,
既然是永远跟我们同在的神
and he is the one who is forever with us,
不要丢掉他，不管他
then do not forsake him and leave him alone.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
所以当我在看你的时候
so that when I'm looking at you,
我就没有办法看这里
I cannot look somewhere else.
所以当我在看主以外的人事物的时候
when I'm looking at something outside of Jesus Christ,
我就看不见主的同在
then I cannot see his presence.
所以我们渴慕遇见神吗
so do we long to meet the Lord?
我们要常常转到里面转到主的面前来
So oftentimes we need to turn inwardly to the Christ who is within
第三件事情
Thirdly
约翰福音十四章二十一节主告诉我们有了我的命令又遵守的这人就是爱我的爱我的并蒙我父爱他我也要爱他并且要向他显现
John chapter 14 says He who loves me is the, are those who does my commandments those who does my commandments I will appear to him
多少时候神不向我们显现因为我们根本不 不肯顺服他。
And oftentimes the Lord will not reveal himself to us because we do not have a heart that wants to obey him.
所以刚才诗歌最后结束的时候说，我的 whole life 都是为着你。
And as we concluded this morning in our singing, that our entire life belongs to the Lord.
你看我们唱了这么多诗歌，那弟兄姊妹，我们遇见神了没有？
Brothers and sisters, we sung all these songs. Have we met him?
你不一定要把遇见神当作那种吓得魂不附体那样子的经验。
You don't have to treat meeting God as one of those encounters where you're just trembling and you're facing on the ground.
的确在圣经里面我们看见神有一些特别的托付，特别的显现，让人伏在地上不敢动的。
We truly do see through scripture that there are those who have commitments of the Lord appears to them, they prostrate on the ground, they dare not move.
但是更多的时候，神希望跟我们面对面相交，有如人间的朋友。
But more often, the Lord desires that he would meet us face to face as friend with friends.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今年这些题目太重要了哈。
Brothers and sisters, again, I want to emphasize the theme for this year is utterly important.
所以两个礼拜以前，在我们牧长职开会的时候，同工们都在分享这个题目对我们自己的帮助。
A couple of weeks ago, the church leadership they got together to talk abouthow this theme has changed their lives.
我说这个题目大概。我希望我不是夸口哈，我说在全教会里面，大概对我的帮助最大。
And I say that for considering everyone in the church, I think this particular thing has the greatest influence on me.
我巴不得我从小年轻的时候就有人把这个题目种在我的里面。
How I pray since my youth, someone would have planted this message in my heart.
Let God be God.
To truly let God be God.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候我知道该谦卑，但是我谦卑不下来。
Oftentimes I know that I'm supposed to be humble, but I cannot be humble.
我发现，除非我真的在神面前降卑，我不可能在人面前谦卑的。
I've come to discover unless I am truly humble before God, it is impossible for me to be humble before man.
就像有个姊妹讲的，她真的是假谦卑，真骄傲。
And a sister that said is I was falsifying this humility and I was truly prideful.
除非有一天像以赛亚一样，我遇见了这位圣洁的神。
Until one day I truly come and meet this holy God as Isaiah had.
我知道我的本质污秽、败坏、肮脏。
I know my very own nature, how corrupt and how filthy that I am.
我就不敢再骄傲了。
Then I dare not to be prideful.
我就不敢随便去定罪别人了。
I dare not easily condemn someone else.
因为我认识我里面的污秽和败坏。
Because I know the filth and the corruption within me.
除非我们看以赛亚一样，看见主坐在宝座上面。
Unless we see as Isaiah saw that the Lord is seated high on the throne.
我不是只是一个 servant, 我是一个 bond slave, 我是一个奴隶。
I'm no longer just simply a servant, but I am a bond servant unto the Lord.
我这一生都在神的面前是一个奴隶的身份。
My entire life, I am in the position of servanthood.
我没有权利，没有资格在为自己要求什么。
I no longer have any right to demand of anything from the Lord.
才能让我真的在主的面前降卑，甘心愿意忠心的来侍奉他。
That I can truly be humble and be faithful unto and serve Him unto the end.
这是我们二月的题目，讲到不是讲谦卑，是讲在神面前全然的降卑。
And the month of February is not just being humble before the Lord, but that we lower ourselves before the Lord.
三月份我们又有一连串的一个月的主题。
And this month of March, we have another theme that we want to focus on.
我们不是讲顺服，我们乃是讲在神面前全然的降服。
And we're not simply talking about obedience, but we're talking about total surrender.
我希望这样子下来以后，弟兄姊妹能够知道谦卑跟降卑。顺服跟降服到底有什么不一样？
And I pray that brothers and sisters you would come to recognize and understand the difference between humility and lowering yourself and the difference between obeying and total surrendering.
最大的不同到底在哪里？
What's the greatest difference?
都不讲话了。
Everybody's quiet.
降卑顺服都比较还是在人的里面。
The humility and being obedient is all in the realm of our human behavior.
降卑跟降服着重在我们对神。Humble down before God. 或是 total surrender before God.
Okay, and being humble before God, and this act of total surrendering before God is not merely just the action of man, but is our action before God.
我从小的家教是非常严格的，训练我们顺服顺服。我从小的教会非常严格，训练我们顺服顺服顺服。
Growing up, I was brought up in a very strict family, and in my church environment is always obey, obey, obey.
但是很多的时候顺服的很辛苦。
And I will tell you, it was this act of obedience was very hard.
你们觉得顺服很容易的，请举手。
How many of you think that obedience is easy for you? Raise your hand.
有没有
anybody here?
做妻子的凡事顺服丈夫。
Wives, obey your husbands. Submit yourself to your husbands.
儿女顺服父母。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord.
年幼的顺服年长的。
Those of you who are younger, obey those who are older than you.
我们要顺服那些带领我们的。
We need to obey those who are leading us.
要命啊！
takes your life.
要我顺服这个人，不可能的事情。
You want to obey this kind of person? That's impossible.
等他属灵，我再顺服他。
When he becomes more spiritual, then I'll obey him.
弟兄们，我们都是这个样子，有很多的理由去 justify 我的不能顺服。
We have a lot of reasons to justify why we cannot obey.
就今天我们要从约拿的故事。
And today we're going to come.And look at from the story of Jonah.
来看一个人，他可以外面顺服了。
We can see how a man outwardly he's willing to obey.
但是他里面不是真的降服。
But inwardly he hasn't truly surrendered.
同样的，如果我里面不是对神面前有一个降服，我真的不容易顺服。
At the same time, unless we are truly willing to surrender in the inside to the Lord, then it is very difficult to obey the Lord.
我上个礼拜五送信出来，请弟兄姊妹在家先读约拿。
Last Friday, I sent an email out to everyone to ask everyone please to pre-read the book of Jonah.
我只好凭着信心相信80%的人都读了。
By faith, I trust 80% of you have read it.
有人在笑了。
Some of you are smiling right now.
我不管有没有人读过哈，但是约拿书是一卷非常非常宝贵的书。
Whether you read it or not, I'll tell you this book is a precious book.
它里面有非常非常多属灵的教训。
There are a lot of wonderful spiritual teachings.
但是这不是我今天要讲约拿书，约拿书太好了。
Again, the book of Jonah is wonderful, but my emphasis is not on all these wonderful teachings.
只是用约拿做个例子就是了。
I want to take Jonah and set it as an example for us.
这卷书是高等批判学家最喜欢用来批判基督徒的一卷书。
And a lot of people who want to argue against Christianity, this is the one book oftentimes they would use.
他们叫 Higher Criticism, 专门拿这卷书来批判，说这卷书是神话，是故事，不是真的。
The highest criticism is that this is just fictional, this is not real.
但是你看主耶稣在新约里面一次两次的引用它。
But Jesus once and twice in the New Testament, we see that he uses this Jonah as an illustration.
所以你知道它不是一个故事。
It is not simply just a story. It's not fictional.
我在这里先讲我今天的主题。
And again, I want to come and talk about the theme for this today's message.
在这里我写到神的旨意和托付绝对不是一个可有可无的选择，乃是我们的责任和满足神、荣耀神的机会。
The main message is doing God's will and commission are never optional.But it is our responsibility and opportunity to satisfy and glorify God.
每一次的顺服不仅仅可以免去嚼环配头一脚踢翅的痛苦，更是能够使神的旨意得以通行。
Every act of obedience not only spares us of the pain of being steered by a bit or kicking the goat, but more importantly, that the will of God will be unobstructed.
我不愿意去找一个网络的图片给你们看，太残忍了哈。嚼环配头就是那些无知的驴马不肯顺服的时候，主人叫他往右，他硬要往左，他就弄得满嘴都是血。
And this term being steered by a bit, I was not cruel enough to show you guys a picture, but a stubborn mule or stubborn horse was unwilling to go in the direction the master wants to go. You can see his mouth is bloody.
神的百姓也是这样。以赛亚书第一章说到，旧的伤口没有长合，新的伤口又出来了。
And the book of Isaiah tells us the people of God is exactly the same. Before the wounds have even been healed, new wounds have occurred.
因为我们不肯顺服。
Because we're unwilling to.
每一次的不顺服就带来流血，带来痛苦。
We're unwilling to obey, and every time of our disobedience, that blood, that new wound would come.
三个礼拜前也讲到牛一脚踢翅。
And a few weeks ago, we talked about how the oxen would kick against the goat.
这是主对保罗说的，你一脚踢翅是难的，你不要再自找麻烦了，早点顺服。
So this is the exact analogy that the Lord used when he spoke to Paul and says, it is difficult for you to kick against the goat. Obey and surrender quickly.
这是因为神爱我们。
It is because God loves us.
如果你是私生子，他就不管你了。
And if you are a legitimate son, then he wouldn't care about you.
就是因为我们是他的爱子，他必须管教。
Because we are the beloved son of sons of God, he will discipline.
我们在座很多做年轻爸爸妈妈的，我插出去一句话哈。
There are a lot of young parents here. I just want to sidetrack a little bit.
圣经上说，你如果不管教你的儿女，就把他推到阴间去，你知道吗？
It says that unless you discipline your children, you are pushing them into Hades.
如果你看见你的孩子在那边乱乱乱来，你从来不管他，你是在害他。
And if you see your kid just running around, going crazy all the time, and you never discipline him or her, then you are letting them perish.
他要干嘛就干嘛，你是在害他。
If he gets to do whatever he wants to do, you are doing harm to him.
不仅他痛苦，他甚至恨你，他甚至在主人面前受到最大的痛苦。
And not only is he not cultivated, but someday maybe he will turn around and despise the fact that you did not discipline him, and he will suffer under the hands of God.
为神，为神家养育孩子。
And for God, and for God's house, raise up your children.
一定要让他们学顺服的。
That they must learn this lesson of obedience.
底下讲到外面的顺服并不能代表在神面前真实的降卑和完全的降服。
And however, outward obedience does not mean we are truly humble and totally surrendered before God inwardly.
约拿由抗命到完全降服的例子，为我们提供了最好的属灵教训。
Jonah's example of resistance to total surrender is the best spiritual lesson for us all.
我想这个故事非常简单。
The story is actually very, very simple.
不到十分钟就读完。
Again, you can finish this particular book in less than 10 minutes.
而且你只要从第一章开始读，你就非读完不可，因为它太吸引你了。
If you start in the very first verse of chapter 1, you can't put it down. You just got to finish it.
但是我也很希望今天我们读这本书不是去读2700年800年前的一个历史故事。
And we're not simply reading a story that's about 2700 or 2800 years ago.
我希望我们每一个人在里面找到自己，就是约拿。
I pray that each and every one of us would find ourselves in Jonah.
我们也能够从约拿的遭遇里面找到神今天在你我身上所有的工作的原因跟解释。
And find the answers for all that God is doing through the circumstances that we encounter each day.
那第一件事情我们就发现，在第一章的时候，神就呼召约拿，叫他往尼尼微去叫他们悔改。
In chapter 1 we see God opens and he calls out to Jonah, Jonah, I'm sending you to Nineveh so that you would tell those people to repent.
但是圣经却告诉我们，约拿却起来逃往他斯去躲避耶和华。
And so verse 3, immediately Jonah arose and fled to Tarshish to flee from the presence of God.
尼尼微在东边，他斯在西边。圣经学者告诉我们，很可能在西班牙，所以是南辕北辙。
So Nineveh is on the east and Tarshish is on the west, and may be in Spain, so you can see the geography of the land.
神叫他往尼尼微，他却起来往他斯。
So God says go to Nineveh, but he rose and he went to Tarshish.
去躲避耶和华。
To hide from the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是约拿的第一章让我们看见的。
The very first chapter we see what's going on.
看见了约拿的抗命跟神在他身上的管教和管制。
We see Jonah's resistance towards God and God's discipline in his life.
神兴起大风大浪。
And so as he was running, God caused this great storm to rise.
没有人可以解决那个风浪，几乎都要死的。
And no one can settle that storm, that rage. Everyone is on the verge of death.
他们抽签抽出了，原来是约拿。
So everybody on the ship, they all took lots, and the lot fell to Jonah.
约拿自己心知肚明，知道是他，他是这 troublemaker.
Jonah knew very clearly himself that he was a troublemaker.
你只要把我丢起来，丢到海里面，我就没事，这个海就会平静了。
And he told everybody, just cast me in the sea, then the storm will go away.
所以你千万不要以为约拿是一个怕死的先知，他就是一个太不怕死的先知。
Do not think that Jonah is a prophet that is fearful of death. He is one that is not afraid to die.
后来他们就把他往海里面真的一丢了。
And so these men, they picked him up and they threw him overboard.
哇，风浪大大平静。
And all of a sudden, the storm ceased.
船上的人都起来敬拜耶和华。
Everybody who is on the ship, they all began to worship the Lord.
你看死了都还可以叫人信主。
And those who are perishing, they can cause others to come to faith in
Christ. 但是神怜悯他。
And so God had mercy on him.
神安排了一个古代的潜水艇在底下，嘴巴张开把它接去了。
God summoned a prehistoric submarine to come along and engulfed him.
你看 一丢下去，他嘴巴一开就进去了。
And the moment he was thrown into the ocean, he was swallowed by a big fish.
而且神说叫大鱼吩咐大鱼把它给吞了，不准吃哈，吞。
And they, the Lord commanded the fish that he was swallowed, but he was not eaten.
这两个有什么不一样？
You know the difference between the two?
吞下去所有的胃 stop.不可以有胃酸，不可以有digestion.
The Lord commanded the fish, as you swallow Jonah, all your digestive system and it's come to a pause and it's to stop.
不然约拿出不来的。
Or else Jonah, he would never emerge alive.
吐出来的是一个骨头了，是全身盐酸
漂白了。What would be regurgitated? Would he would be bleached? He would, you know, his flesh may disappear.
每一件事情都听神的话。
So you begin to discover everything. Listen to the Lord.
就是神的仆人不听神的话。
Aside from the servant of the Lord.
第二章讲到约拿的悔改跟神的救恩。
In chapter 2 talks about Jonah's repentance and God's salvation.
他说我下到地的阴间，我在那里仰望神，求告神。
He says I've entered into the depths and I began to cry out to the Lord.
因为他知道他抗拒神。
Because he knew he was resistant towards the Lord.
但是像在第二章里面有一句话是我一直很喜欢的哈。他说：“我的心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华。”他说：“我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你的面前。”
And verse 7, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer went up to you into your holy temple. One of my favorite verses.
特别是在我软弱痛苦的时候，很喜欢用这句话。
Particularly when I am weak, I love this particular verse.
我心在我里面发昏的时候，甚至我在地的阴间里面，我都在仰望耶和华。
When my soul faints, even when I'm feeling like I'm in the midst, under the ground, I would call out to the Lord.
我知道我的祷告还是可以到神面前，我还是可以。
My prayer will still reach God.
今天我不讲约拿哈，到了第三章。
And so quickly we come to chapter 3.
在第二章结束的时候，在这边又告诉我们，神就吩咐约拿。
And so the Lord.
不对，神就吩咐大鱼。
And so the Lord at the conclusion of chapter 2, the Lord spoke to the fish.
鱼就把它给吐出来。
And so the fish vomited Jonah out.
我也不知道约拿会不会游泳，所以他如果不会的话，这个鱼还得开到岸边吐出来的时候，让他平安落地，然后不会淹死。
I'm not sure whether Jonah knew how to swim or not, but the fish had to vomit him on the dry land so that he would drown.
这个是同工找的图哈，我不晓得是不是真的这样子的鱼哈。
Some of the coworkers found this wonderful picture. I don't know if the fish actually looked like that.
高等批评学家批评基督教，就说金鱼的咽喉只有这么小，不可能推向约拿的。但是圣经从来没说是金鱼，是说是一个 great fish， 一个大鱼。
So people who are arguing against scripture say that whales can't possibly do this, but the scripture never talked about the fact that it was a whale. It just said it was a great fish.
好，他出来了。
So now Jonah's emerged.
好，我们现在就来看第一个点哈，凭己意侍奉。常常是很危险的侍奉。
The very first point, and when we serve according to our own will, it's always very dangerous.
我们常常用自己的喜好、利害、观点、传统、经验点点点来侍奉神，而不是照着神的心意、绝对顺服的态度来遵循神的命令，实现神的旨意。
And oftentimes we use our own likes, abilities, perspectives, traditions, experiences to serve God, and instead of knowing the heart of God.With an absolute trust and obey attitude of
doing God's command.
A lot of people begin to kind of evaluate and study why is it Jonah that he would not obey God.
明明是侍奉神的人，明明是先知，为什么不顺服神？
He's one who's called a servant of the Lord. He's a prophet of the Lord. But yet, why will he not obey the Lord?
我简单讲，第一个成见。
Very simply, foremost, this is his own opinion.
救恩是为着神的选民的，不是为了外邦人。
Salvation is only for the chosen people of God. It's not for the Gentiles.
他非常狭窄的度量。
So he had a very narrow point of view.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
就是他爱国爱民的心。
He loved his own country. He's a nationalist. He loves his own people.
因为那个时候的亚述非常非常残忍。
And Assyrians, they were utterly cruel in those days.
他秋风扫落叶，所有他经过的国家全部残杀无度。
And as the Syrian army, as they march through the land, they will kill every along the path.
所以先知看见了亚述开始兴旺，有一天要来伤害神的百姓，所以他不肯传福音给他们。
And the prophet saw that the Syrian nation is rising up, and one day they are going to be the judgment is going to fall on the nation of Israel. So he did not want to declare the gospel.
那第三个可能的原因。
And the third possible reason.
就是先知的面子。
for his own face, save his own face.
他面子的问题。
His own pride.
因为先知最重要的一个判别的根据就是你讲的话应验了没有。
The strongest distinction of whether he is a true prophet or not is whether his words will come to pass or not.
圣经告诉我们，约拿其实他从前讲过预言，而且都应验了。
And the scripture tells us the prophet, Jonah had prophesied, and everything he prophesied came to pass.
这一次神叫他去跟尼尼微传福音。
But this time when the Lord says, go and call the Ninevites to repent.
告诉尼尼微说，再过四十天，整个城要亡掉。
Tell everyone that in 40 days, the entire land would be destroyed.
你从第四章就可以知道。
From chapter 4, you clearly see.
他知道他去了。尼尼微城一定会悔改。然后神就不降灾，让我的面子往哪里摆？
He knew that if I went and delivered this message, the people of Nineveh will repent.
因为所有人都会在那里算，第一天、第二天、第三天，算到三十九天、四十天，没事。
And then he knows that everyone will start counting the days, and after 40 days, well, nothing's happened.
那我约拿的面子往哪里摆？
Me, Jonah, where am I going to...
所以这是三个可能的原因。
How am I going to deal with this?
好，现在，所以我现在不管他是根据任何一个原因，但是他抗命不顺服是一个事实。
And whatever the reason might be, the reality is he was disobedient. He was unwilling to obey.
弟兄姊妹，你们，我们千万不要以为我放奸淫、放杀人、偷盗，这个才是罪。
Do not simply think that for me to kill, to steal, and to hurt, and to harm someone, these are sin.
保罗在诗篇十九篇告诉我们，他说：“求神拦住他，不要犯什么罪。”任意妄为的罪。
Psalm 19, David cries out to the Lord, Lord, deliver me from presumptuous sins.
他说：“不要让这个罪来辖制我，我就完全免犯大罪。”
That do not allow such a sin to have dominion over me, lest I shall transgress greatly.
我相信，如果我现在问你，在你身上有什么大罪辖制你
？And I ask you if you have any great sin that has a hold over you.
可能有人说有。
And maybe some of you will say yes.
网络色情捆绑、赌博捆绑、酗酒捆绑，我不知道什么东西。
Maybe pornography, maybe gambling, maybe drunkenness.
但是很少人会想到，大卫在这里告诉我们的任意妄为是一个大罪，辖制我们。
Yet David, through the word of God, tells us that this presumptuous sin is a great sin in the sight of God.
所以你知道四世纪结束的时候，结束在最后的一句话是什么
？And the book of Judges, we see that as that book concluded, it concluded on this phrase.
四世纪是一个惨不忍睹的历史。
The book of Judges tells us a history of that was utterly corrupt.
Austin Sparks 弟兄说，他读完四世纪，他需要去洗洗眼睛，觉得神和你们中间怎么会这么败坏
？Brother Austin Sparks says after he reads the book of Judges, he needs to go wash his eyes, and he can't believe how corrupt the people of God have been.
所以四世纪最后一句话就解释了为什么四世纪这么糟糕。
And the last verse of the book of Judges explained to us why that time was so terrible.
那是以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own sight.
大家听好英文怎么讲的吗？我们在这有没有 Google 翻译的人帮我们翻译一下？从经文英文翻成中文好不好
？Christine, you translate the English version to the Chinese language.
好的，个人照着自己认为。对的去做。
Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
请问我们今天谁不是这样子
？I want to ask who among us is not like this.
谁不是照着自己认为对的去做
？Who is not doing what is right according to his own sight?
但是当我们用这种态度来侍奉神的时候
，But if we serve the Lord with this particular attitude,
我们在神家成为灾难的原因
And we become a reason, of hardship in the house of God.
你不是 troublemaker 就是 joy sucker.
If you're not a troublemaker, then you're a joy sucker.
中文翻不翻
？Can't do it.
你不是在神家搞麻烦，你就是把人家的喜乐都给吞吃了。
If you're not a troublemaker in God's house, then you're sucking the joy out of the brother and sister in God's house.
我举一些很简单的例子。
I'll give you some really simple examples.
我们觉得为什么一定要来聚会
？Why do we need to come to church？
现在在家里面就可以看 online stream。
I could be at home and I could watch everything online。
哦，今天迟到了就不要来嘛，没关系。
If I'm running late, I don't need to go today。
而且有一个人对目的讲，他说我的心是 全宇宙性的，所以我到每一个教会走来走去，我不需要固定在一个教会。
There was a brother that said to our brother Moody and says, "My heart is kingdom-minded, is global, so I attend all the churches. I don't need to settle down in one particular church."
我们鼓励你们 worship team 一定要博饼，要唱诗，要祷告。你们想说他也不祷告，我为什么要祷告
？And I encourage brothers and sisters who are serving on the worship team to pray out loud to worship together with brothers and sisters. And you may be thinking, "Oh, so and so is not praying out loud."
我祷告不像谁，不像谁引经据典的。我不要祷告。
I do not pray like so and so who can quote scripture so well, and I don't want to pray.
这个就叫自以意思的侍奉神嘛。
And this is what is meant by doing serving God and what is right in your own eyes.
有的教会要建堂要奉献，他们就弄排行榜，上个礼拜谁奉献最多，按照次序排下来。
And some churches, when they need to purchase a property, they would actually week by week list those who have offered the most to those who have offered the least.
所以教会几个财主在那边比来比去，比来比去，钱都进来了。
So those who are wealthy, they would compete with one another, and then all the money will come in.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将“活在耶稣里”事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。